again the fence, the boundary, but again, by mistake, he went into his friend's property and put back the fence in his friend's property. Yes, so it comes out, he gained another few feet of the land. But that one was also, and later the owner says, give it back to me. Now again, it came the same time as also the time of the Rav Yehuda. It came in front of Rav Yehuda. Also, I see Trey Sadi. So Rav Kana came and brought to Edim. That's like this. Chadomar. Tarsi, Tzaisu, there are two things, he listened to me. Rav said this. Chadomar said, Rav Kana Ayol, Koisle B'Tech Shechaberoi. There Tarsi Yoy Tzaisi. Means Shtei Shuras Karka, Pnei Asoda. That he went into the field, two rows. That's how much into his friend's field he built this wall. As I see Sadi, Asi Tre Sadi, Chadama, one of his Edim said, Tarti Yotzais oil. Said he moved into his friend's neighbors two rows inside. So Chadama, one eight said, no, Toloso Tzais oil. When he built up this new fence, he moved in three rows worth of karka. So what do we do now? How much karka does Rav Kana have to give back? Omalei, so Rav Yudah said back, listen, Zil Shlim Tarti. Migit lost. You have to pay back two out of three. Because two for sure you stole. You did a big mistake. Yeah. But for sure two you took away from him. So Shalim took away three and us. On three we don't have two Edom. On three we only have one Edom. But that you took away two rows, that we have two Edom on. So therefore two rows, for sure you have to give it back. Zil Shlim Tarti Migit lost. Yeah. Tomorrow says, Omalei Kaman. So Rav Kana said to Rav Yehuda, who do you hold like? Kaman Rashi said, Rasam, Daimtas Li, to a Tavaya Machshi, high live, Tibat Ledusam. Like the other way to look at it here is that both these Edim should fall apart. Because there's Achosha, there's Siva. One Eid says he moved in two rows of land. The other one says, no, he moved in three rows of land. So there's Achosha, they're going against one or the other. The one way to look is both Edim should be taken away. You can't use either one. So how come you review the Paskin? No, we use these two Edim, at least for two rows. Samar says, Amalek Kaman Kav Shim Ben Eloza. Look, who are you going now? Look, Kav Shim Ben Eloza. The Tanya learn like this. Oh, my Rabbi Shim Ben Eloza. Lenech Lekul Beisham Beisilu. Al Shtei Kiti Edim. There's no mach like this between Beisham Beisilu upon two pairs of Edim. Shachai Samaris Mona. One says that Reuven owes $100. The Yachai is the Meris and the Simon. One says, no, Reuven owes $200. She yeh v'chlau mosayimono. That is called good Edis, that for sure Reuven owes $100. We do not consider this Edis Achosh, right? We say, forget, it's called good Edis, we call this here. That I both agree. Ma nechluku, where is the machlek is? Al-kas achas. You have one pair of Edis. Shechoroi memono. That one Ed says Reuven owes $100. The Yechurim Masayim and 1 8 says he owes $200. Here are some Achlekes. They are one pair of Edim, and they're saying opposite. So do we have at least 100 here or not? Shebasham Yomrim Nechloko Edusan. Basham says nothing doing. We can't use these Edis at all. Since one is saying 100, one is saying 200, they're saying opposite. We can't believe them at all. Ubesil Yomrim, no. The Svar is Yesh Bechlau Masayim Mono. The Yeh that says 200 is like saying 100 and another 100. Therefore, on 100 we have two Edim. So on two Edim we believe the 100. The second 100, not. So that's what Shimon ben Gamliel, or Shimon ben Eloza, is saying. That's Shad in Beis Hillel. So the Chur of Yehudi is going like him. Omalei, Yehudi said back, no. V'homai sinu l'cho igratom marovo. They brought me a letter from Eretz Yisrael. That the letter said, you should know, the Ain Halacha Kershim Ben Eloza. We do not paskin like Kershim Ben Eloza. So Luchuri, your psak of Yehuda is wrong. He saw what he's telling me to give back two rows of land. He has no edus. The edus should be bottled. Omalei, so Kani Yehuda said back like this. Listen, Luchiteisa Yehu Gavro, the Dar Bakashto Belisa, Arba Shoni. Sheshban says. It's not like this. He said, not like this. Omalei said, Ahadimiyad, listen, if you're the Torah of Khan, listen, you give back these two rows right away. Demaisis Igrito, until I bring you another letter, and the Lokhari is Kabyuda. Ukabyuda Kaimalon. Shekein Nasa Din, that was the Din. Now what he told them was, the kashrim is mokum, the elisa balui upstairs. In other words, if you just said, listen to me, that's the loch, and I'll bring you proof to it also. So, yeah. Now, who garbled was a man? Omelet lechitaisim is when you, no, he's scared, I mean. Omelet lechitaisim is if you just said back, listen, when you bring me such a letter. In other words, I don't hold from that letter. That the loch lemaisa is the way I'm saying, the pasuk hashim ben nalaza, that the edus is good. Now, the Gemara says a new case here. How who garbled was a man? The Dar Bikash, he lived in the city, Bikashto, Balis in an attic. Arbashon, he lived there for 4 years already. Also, Mara de Beisa, the owner of the house, comes back after 4 years. Ashachte, he finds him, Omele, my boy is Bahaya Beisa. What are you doing in my house? Omele said, listen, me pound years of winter, the Zavna Minoch, I boarded off this Yehuda that boarded off you. So what do we say? Do we let him stay there or not? Also, the Kaimat, okay, they came in front of Abhiya. If you have Edus, that Yehuda, that you boarded off, the Didarbo, the Afilu Chajam, even though he only lived there 1 day, that's enough. Then I'll say you have a right to keep it. Like this Shimon now in the field right now is saying, listen, I bought this field off Yehuda, and Yehuda boarded off your Reuven. What right, what proof do you have that Yehuda boarded off Reuven? You have no real proof. Yonistan saying that Yehuda lived there 1 day. Since you have proof that Yehuda was there, that's the proof to say since he was there, most probably he bought it. And now that you say you bought it off him, we'll believe you. Viloiloi, if you have no proof at all that Yehuda was living in the field, then we don't trust you. Because Reuven, like Stan has Adis, that the field once belonged to him. So you're not saying you bought it off Reuven. You're saying you bought it off Yehuda. Where does Yehuda come into the picture? Where's their proof that Yehuda bought the field at all? Therefore you have no chazaka. That's like ain't loy taina. Omarav, heavy asivna kaim de chavivi. Sitting in front of chavivi. The yarmeli some say v'chiyein odom also likach v'limcho b'layla. Isn't it possible somebody could buy something and sell something at night time? In other words, it's possible Yehuda really bought the field one night and he sold it right away. So what are you saying? If you don't have edus that Yehuda was living in the field, it's not called a good chazaka. L'chura, why not? You can have a chazaka after one time also. I mean, a person could sell the field in 1 day. So what do I care if he wasn't there? It may be true that he really bought it. And because this Ladaita, I saw really what his mind was, if he would say, listen, in front of me, he bought it, would believe him. As if this Shimon says like this, listen, I know Yehuda bought it from you, Reuven, because I was there when you sold it to Reuven. Then we believe Shimon. Because we had before, Shimon has a migu. Shimon could have said, listen, you Reuven, I bought it off you. So instead of Shimon saying, I bought it off you, Reuven, he admits that I bought it off Reuven, and I saw the way Reuven bought it off you, there it's good. Oh, my Rova, Kavos, Reuven, Chiyam, if I were to swear like that. Tiktoni, Habo, Mishum, Yerusha, and Sorok, Taino. If a son takes over the field that his father was in, it's called a good Chazoka. Taino, the Leiboy does not have a Taino. Horaya, boy, but he has to bring a proof. What's the proof? That his father was in that field for 1 day. So he has the proof his father was there for 1 day, that's called a good chazaka. Here also, if you have a proof that Yehuda was there for 1 day, that's enough. Where it says, V'dilma no, l'rayi boy v'l'tayna boy, maybe you don't need anything. V'boy yisrei moshani l'keach, l'shadi zudzi b'chdi. The other thing is, people don't send, give the money for nothing. So it's probably true that he said that he really knows that he bought it. And he boy lihu, nira boy, my, let's say it just looks like it, or me'abayi hi, it's the same halacha. Ravam of inish, near a boy like he showed it to you. So if he showed it to him, is that called a good sale or not? So Rava says, yes, that's the proof he told it to him. And Rava says, no, sometimes people show their property to other people and they don't sell it. Like people come in to look it over, maybe here, maybe no, and then they change their mind not to buy it. That's not called a good chazaka. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding daf Mem Aleph Omid Beis. Yeah, we'll go over again. This last Gemara again was a Hugavro the Dar Bekashto. A man was living in the city, Bial Yisse, in the upstairs. Arba Shani, 4 years. Also, Mara the Beis, so the owner of the house came back. Ashkechei met a mumble, my boy is by Beis. So, what are you doing in my house? Like, the owner said to this person, what are you doing in my house the last 4 years? Omalei, so the person said, listen, me Tanya Zavinda, I bought this apartment off somebody. that somebody bought it off you. So do we believe the machzik or not? Like, he's not saying completely he bought it straight from the owner. He's saying he bought it from somebody else. So do we believe him or not? So Asla Kaimat Rav Chiya Omalei, Rav Chiya's answer like this. Eyes lecho sadi de darbo iyu, tizamto minei, ve'afilu chad yoimo. If you, let's say, Shimon, you're machzik now in this house for the last 4 years, and you're Shimon saying you bought it off Levi, that bought it off Reuven, if you have proof that this Levi was there at least one day in the house, then Okimta Levi Yotcha will let you keep it. In other words, then you're right that you're saying you bought it off him, because you have a proof that he lived there at least one day. But Vileloi, if you have no proof that Levi lived in the house at least for one day, then you can't claim Chazak, you don't have a good taino, like who is that person that you bought it off? Omar Rav, Rav said back, no. Have you seen the kaima de Chavivi? I was sitting in front of Chavivi. Rashbam says Chavivi means like doi doi, his uncle. The Amrli said to me, V'chiyein odem osalikach v'limko v'laylo. Like, isn't it enough? Sometimes people buy something at night and they get a better deal to sell it that night also. So what do you have to say? What do you have to say? That he lived there one day for this Levi? No. If you just say he bought it off Levi, even though Levi did not live there at all, it's possible that maybe Levi really bought it. Just he sold it to you the same night that he bought it. But the Gemara says, that's not the halacha though. For Chazisa L'Dai Toya, I saw that the das of Rav Chiya was that Iyomalei Kamod Dizavni Menoch, no halacha though. But we'll soon see. This halacha is not true. But the Chazisa L'Dai Toya, I saw that Rav Chiya held, this much he is masking, that Iyomalei, if this Shimon that's in the house now says, that Kamoy Didi Zavni Minoch, that Levi bought the house off you in front of me, I was there also, then we'll believe the Shimon. Why? Migul Dibo Yomalei Kamoy Didi Zavni Minoch, since he has a Migul, he could have said it directly, that Shimon himself bought off Yeruvain, is Migul Dibo Yomalei Nomi Zavni Minoch, therefore we'll believe him. Omar Rav Rover said, that Kavoset of Chia Mestavrat, Mestavrat of Chia says, the law is that when Shimon says he bought it off Levi, he's only naming if this Eidus that Levi was in the house at least one day. Tiktonikos says, now Mishnah Habo Mishum Yerusha, when the son yashins his father and says that he's being machzik in it, because he knows his father was in the field for one day, is then a tzarach taina. Sadiq is tainu the loy boy. He doesn't have to have a taina, doesn't have to say clearly how he knows his father got it. But Horaya boy, but smashma, you have to have a proof that his father was there for at least one day. So that's a chura raya to Rabbi Chiya, and that's takad halacha. The Gemara just says, v'dumalai, maybe not like that. V'dumalai raya, boy, v'lai taina boy, maybe you don't have to have either one, not a raya, not a taina. The boy is saying, the notaris could be, shani lakeach. Or lakeach talk is different. To le shad yezuzi bichdi. That even if you want to say by a yerush, you have to bring the proof your father was there one day, but that's only by a yerush. But we hear that this Shimon bought the field off Levi, and he paid money for it. That alone is a proof that it's really true that Levi bought the field, because the person doesn't throw away his money for nothing. So for sure, Shimon first checked it out and made sure that Levi really owned it. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Nira Loimai, what's going to be if the original owner, Reuven, we know, we have Edith, that he showed the field to Levi. Now we do not know if Levi really bought it or not, but we have Edith that he showed it to him. My, what's the locha? Some Rabbi says it's the same thing. If you have a proof that the owner Reuven showed it to Levi, that's like a proof that Levi really owned it. Rabbi says no. Of the inish, this sayu aryeh v'loi zoven. It happens sometimes that people show off their field to somebody else, and they don't sell it to him. So if you only have a proof that Levi saw the field, that's not enough. You have to have proof that Levi lived in the house for at least one day. Now the Gemara says, if three people bought the field one after another, they're mitzarif for chazaka. In other words, Reuven first owned the house, and now Shimon claimed that he bought it off Reuven, and he was there for 1 year. Then Shimon sold it to Levi, and Levi was there for the second year, and Levi sold it to Yehuda, and he was there for the third year. After these 3 years, it's called a chazaka that these three people are believed, and we do not leave Reuven anymore, because Reuven should have made a machor if he really held that he did not sell it to Shimon. Omar Rav, and Rav adds though and says, to kulam bishtar, It's only if when the second one sold it to the third one, or the first one sold it to the second one, they sold it with a shtar. But since they sold it, since when the Shimon sold it to Levi, he sold it with a shtar, so when you sell something with a shtar, a quill goes out and everybody knows about it. So therefore the owner for sure knew that the Shimon sold it to Levi, so therefore the owner should have made the machor. So Mura says, Lemaimer, you want to tell me the Sovar Rav? Rav holds that shtar is lekoilo. When you do something in a shtar, then it gives off a koil. But the Edim, less lekoil is time to do something in front of Edim, that would not give off a koil. Therefore, if this Shimon, when he sold the house to Levi, if he did not make a shtar, then the owner has a right to say, I did not hear about it. I did not hear that you sold it. I just don't see another person in the field. So then the owner has the right to say, you know why I did not make a machor, I did not protest, because I figured, listen, you're not living there like a regular owner. Like you yourself are afraid to be machzik in the field. Every year somebody else is there. So that's why the owner did not make a machor, therefore would not be a chazaka. Only when they sell it over with a shtar, then the owner finds out about it. So it's not, you're not playing around. Like you're really claiming to own it. You're even selling it to somebody else. So then the owner should have made a machor. So Mara says, is this true? I, Rav says,